Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
One of the big stories you might have been reading, which certainly gathered a lot of legs yesterday, was tens of thousands of explicit images of thousands of Irish women and girls were shared on a number of online forums without their consent. And unfortunately, the legislation we currently have at the moment can't deal with this situation. Images and videos have been taken from various platforms, including OnlyFans. Some of you may be familiar with it. It's a site basically where boys, girls, when I say boys and girls over 18s, will put pictures of themselves, I suppose, which would be reasonably provocative. And in some cases, they charge for those photographs. I suppose it's a service. Tinder, WhatsApp, Instagram. And a large number were also taken without knowledge or consent in changing rooms or while women were sleeping. I mean, this is just vile. A spokesperson for the Garda Síochána said, "On Garda Síochána is aware of the reports and the Assistant Commissioner has commenced prohibitive inquiries into the matter." Probative inquiry, should I say, into the matter. To speak to me more about it is Senator Anna Hoey, who is on the line. Good afternoon to you, Senator.
Hi, how are you getting on?
What a shocking, shocking story. And what I'm interested in, and maybe you can explain it to me better, do these, the girls, and we don't know how many there is at this stage, but do they know that their photographs are in this forum, which was on Discord, I believe, which is a kind of sharing system online? Do they know their pictures are up there? Are they all aware of it now? Have they all been informed? Or what's the situation?
As far as I'm aware, not everyone yet. I mean, there's thousands of images, you know, and there's possibly thousands of girls affected by this, hundreds at least. You know, and obviously this is a very sensitive issue, and there's ways that the Gardaí deal with this in terms of informing people and stuff like that. The Victims Alliance are supporting them, but it's very possible that not everyone yet currently knows that this has happened to them.
Okay, so to explain to me, so these are girls, primarily girls it seems to be, and some of them, by the way, underage, which is a whole other issue, and I'm sure there's legislation around that, who innocently put images up online of themselves, as, you know, boys and girls would, be it on Facebook, WhatsApp, Instagram, whatever, and then found those photographs being rated and judged by men in a private forum and being shared in some sort of horrendous way.
Yeah, I mean, and there's not, like, these are also, some of these photos are ones that they could have sent, you know, between two consenting adults.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, perfectly fine if two consenting adults want to do that, and you send that and trust that that person's
trust,
not going
obviously,
to then
yes, of course,
put
in trust.
Them online.
Yeah.
So, I mean, these photos have been acquired, as far as we can tell, in a variety of different ways, you know, and as you've alluded to, some of them are of people while they're sleeping and in changing rooms. So they
I
have
find
not
that quite disturbing, actually. Well, the whole thing is disturbing, but that particularly is disturbing, that you're taking pictures of people unknowns to them.
Yeah, I mean, it's an incredibly egregious invasion of privacy and dignity. You know, when you're asleep in your own bed, you should really should be very safe. And the person, if there's a person there with you, you should be someone that you can trust. And the fact that there are people who are invading this space and doing this to these women, like, this is just part of a long history of violence against women and their bodies. You know, and this is, you know, the term revenge porn is being thrown around as a kind of title of it, but it's really image-based sexual violence. And it's just another form of trying to control women, trying to shame women, and trying to take away a woman's autonomy and power by sharing these images around.
I mean, we did try to bring in legislation there about 2 years ago. I remember we discussed it on the air at the time, which was the upskirting revenge porn legislation, which was basically called the Harassment, Harmful Communications and Related Offence Bill. Now, I know some of this, some aspects of this will be covered under other legislation anyway, but we do need specific legislation because it is 2020, the world is changing. But I suppose, Senator, it's a bit of a minefield, isn't it? There's lots, so many grey areas in, you know, digital communications and, you know, did somebody give permission for that particular photograph? You know, they've already given permission here, so surely I can use it there. There's a kind of minefield of problems with the legislation. I would imagine it's difficult.
Well, possibly. I mean, we have a bill, a Harassment, Online Bullying and Related Offences Bill. Brendan Helen wrote this bill 3 years ago, and it has been slowly trudging through the dole, and now suddenly everyone is jumping around saying, "God, we need some legislation."
Well,
we have it.
Looking at this story, we do need it. We absolutely
yes,
need
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. And I mean, I think I could have been on, you know, a couple of years ago when I was in USI, we were president of the Union of Students in Ireland. We were calling for this because it was an issue around students. And I mean, I think, I mean, legislation is complicated to write and stuff, but I mean, there's a very simple principle here. Did this person consent for that image to be shared around widely online? Or was the consent to the person it was sent to? And that's the bottom line.
Yeah, because there's copyright issues there as well, apart from, you know, obvious copyright issues. But I think it opens up a wider conversation about how men talk about women. And by the way, let's not make this too sexist, about how women talk about men too, and how we talk about each other and how we treat each other. And then also in relation to the digital age, for parents to have a chat with their daughters and sons, primarily their daughters, because they seem to be more vulnerable when it comes to these kind of crimes. We need to talk to them about, you know, when you're putting something online, to be very conscious of the fact that sadly it shouldn't happen, but there are individuals out there who will take advantage of that situation. So to be conscious. So we all need to have a big chat about this, don't we?
No, well, digital literacy is, you know, I mean, it's we live in a digital world now. Digital literacy needs to be taught all through our schools. Our parents need to be, you know, we need to be able to talk to our children about how to stay safe online. But ultimately, parents need to talk to children about trust. If someone is sending you something, it is not your business to screenshot it, to forward it and send it to other people. And that's really important, mm-hmm. to teach people how to be consenting in relationships, how to have respect for another person and their body. And ultimately, if you are the person who takes the screenshot or presses forward, you are the perpetrator of this violence. And it is very, very important.
Okay, so how do we deal with that? We've got a lot of men listening today, right? And I, as a man, you know, I mean, throughout the years, you know, mates would send you things, whatever, right? And for most men, they find it difficult to call it out. And that's what we're being told we should do. And I completely agree with that, right? But when somebody sends a group of lads, say they're 23 years of age, they're all in college together, they're being laddish, being masculine, and somebody sends out a picture of, you know, a girl in a provocative situation, right? And they don't want to be the one in the group to say, ah, lads, stop now. That could be your daughter or your sister. They don't want to be that person because they're afraid of what the other lads will think. So how do we talk to men and talk to young men and say, well, listen, lads, you need to call this out?
Well, I mean, I would encourage everyone to be that person. And when this bill does pass, that will be a criminal offence. Do you know that this actually will be, you can't turn around and be like, ah, lads, this is just a joke. The person who has sent that image into that group chat, if it is sexually explicit and it wasn't consensual, they will be committing a crime. So, it's all well and good for everyone in that group to be like, I don't want to call it out, but they will be complicit in a criminal act.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, whatever about the current state of play where there is no legislation to stop that and we're expecting basic human decency to step up, it will be a crime in the coming weeks to do that and to be privy to it. So I think this will go beyond being like, you know, just be that decent person in the group and say, look, you can't do this. It mm-hmm. actually is, you will be privy to a crime. And you know, I would certainly encourage people, like, I don't know that anyone really wants their phone to be seized because they have images on it that someone sent them. And I would suggest maybe you need to have a think about your friends. If they're sending images that a person has not consented to, that says an awful lot about someone's character. It is not crack. It is not banter. It is repugnant. It is derogatory. And it is vile.
And in relation to the legislation, this particular piece of legislation that we want to bring in, for those who were involved in what's happening at the moment, and I know the Garda Síochána are now investigating these particular images, which went around in a large file on this particular, I think Discord was the name of the platform mm-hmm. they used. I mean, if legislation is brought in tomorrow or the next day, is that legislation, correct me if I'm wrong, but is that retrospective? Can we use that? We can't apply that legislation to what's happened already, but only apply it to what's going forward, I imagine.
Yeah, and I'm not a legal eagle on this, and I'm not entirely sure how far back legislation can go. I mean, I am aware that in times legislation has been, you know, it could go back to a certain point. So I suppose I need to talk to the Minister for Justice will need to explain how something like that works.
Obviously, I know a lot of people are looking at this story and they want something done about this. But unfortunately, in this particular case, now there is other legislation, by the way, the Dangerous Communications Bill, I think, is that there's other bits of legislation and copyright images and stuff like that we could probably charge people on anyway. But this particular piece of legislation, obviously, it would be nice to apply this retrospectively to the people who are involved.
I agree with that. And for the people who are victims of this, and this is a very important word, they are victims of this. They did not consent for this to happen, and it is not their fault. It is very easy to turn around and say, well, you shouldn't have been, you know, like, you shouldn't have been doing it. Do you know, we don't blame someone for being alive if they get murdered. Like, it is a nonsense to blame the victims of this. And whether it is a crime right now or not, it is abhorrent and it is wrong. And I just want anyone who is listening at the very, very well, maybe people listening today who have been affected by this, either they know someone, their child, their daughter, their friend, or they themselves, that this is not their fault and that there is support out there. You know, Women's Aid are offering support to anyone who's been affected by this. They have a 24-hour helpline. There's a number of other services, but there is support there for what is a devastating thing and an egregious invasion of privacy, and it is not their fault. The only person who's at fault is the perpetrator who shared these images without their consent.
Well, listen, thank you very much indeed, and the best of luck to you, and I know there's a couple of other TDs as well involved in this, trying to push this legislation forward, and hopefully it will be. Listen, thank you very much indeed for coming on the air and sharing that with us. Senator Annie Howie, who's tried to get that legislation brought forward, is the Harassment, Harmful Communications and Related Offences Bill, which we brought before the Justice Committee on December the 1st, and basically it's a conversation that everybody needs to have and how we treat each other, and when we receive images of people that we may know or people we may not know, or images that we believe may be sent to us without the consent of the person involved, that those images, you know, you should call it out, as they're saying, essentially, because it could be your daughter, it could be your sister, or your, indeed, so let's not be sexist, it could be your brother, you know, or your son, because it does happen as well to boys as well, so young boys and young men too, okay? So we need to have a grown-up discussion about how we use social media and how we're using, because nowadays we all have cameras, haven't we? I mean, years and years ago, this didn't happen. We didn't have to ever discuss this because, you know, you had to go and buy a camera. Nowadays, everybody has a phone, everybody has a camera on it, and photographs are being taken constantly all the time. And also, that conversation I mentioned to Annie there, I think it's really, really important that you have that conversation with your daughters and your sons. Obviously, in this particular case, it's mainly women that seem to be affected by this. But you have the conversation with both of them. And I've always said, pardon me, to my children, that when you put a photograph online of yourself, or send it to yourself, or send it to a friend or whatever, or people you trust, because people who are your friends today may not be your friends tomorrow. But when you send a photograph, that you should always think about it. Would I show that photograph to my parents? And that's what I've always said. Would you show that photograph to your parents? And if you decide in your head, no, I wouldn't, I think it's best to advise not to put it up anywhere online. Now, I certainly am not blaming the victims in this case. This is a completely different situation. But I think going forward, that's the kind of conversation we need to have with our children. That you need to be very conscious, because we live in a dangerous world where there are people who would take advantage of those situations. And that's sadly the world we live in, and that's not going to go away. We can legislate all we want, but people will always take chances and break the law. We've seen that, and you could be the victim of that. So the conversation you need to have with your kids, quite simply, is if you're putting a photograph online, and absolutely, sure, that's what online is all about. It's all about, you know, putting photographs up, enjoying a night out, look at me new dress, and look at me new suit, and all that kind of thing. But if you're putting them up, say to yourself, would I show this to my mother and father? And if you think that you wouldn't, now I'm talking about, obviously, I'm talking here to kids maybe 16, 17 years of age or even younger. If you think that you wouldn't put that up or show that to your mother and father, or even at 20, well, then it's probably not the right place to be putting it online. Because unfortunately, your friends today won't be your friends tomorrow.